Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, it's my last night. I'm leaving here, so I'm going to go ahead and say some things. But we have excuses for us being depressed and discouraged. Some of you, it's your time of the month, and you just give 2 or 3 days over to the devil every month and just use it as an excuse to act like the devil. Some of you, I've got a chemical imbalance, and you don't understand. I've got this, and I've got that. That's not true. There's not a thing wrong with a single person's emotions in here. Emotions follow what you focus your attention on. And if you are focused on negative things, you will have depression and discouragement and sorrow and grief. I saw a bumper sticker that says, if you aren't depressed, you aren't paying attention. And did you know, in the natural, that's true. If you were not to factor in all of the spiritual things and what God has done for us, it's true that something's wrong with you if you aren't depressed. If you're just having a great day and going your own way and happy and everything's wonderful, man, you are living in la-la land. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of people suffering. There's plenty of bad out there. But because I choose to focus on the good things, I do maintain joy and peace in the midst of all of these problems. But it takes effort, and it's not something that is because of a chemical imbalance or because of something else. My feelings follow my thoughts. And when I think on depressing things, if I just thought about this nation and how we have decreased in morality and in godliness and some of the stupid things that are being done in this nation, I guarantee you I could be depressed, I could be discouraged, I could wonder about what's happening. But I just choose to look on God and think on God, and because of it, I'm able to keep my joy. Your emotions are completely up to you. I had a person come one time who was manic depressive and suicidal, and they said, I've tried everything, and I've tried to get over it. They wanted me to pray for them, and I said, there's not a thing wrong with your emotions. And they said, oh, you don't understand. I got a doctor's report to pray. And I said, there's nothing wrong with your emotions. And they just couldn't understand. And I said, I'll tell you exactly what the problem is. I said, you go through the day and you think about all of the things that have happened and you focus on this. And it wouldn't matter if 5 people came up and said something nice to you. You'll focus on the one who criticizes you. And you just look at this and they say, oh, that's exactly right. That's the way I am. And I said, when you go to bed at night, you go to bed thinking about how bad your situation is and wondering if it's ever going to change. And they said, that's exactly right. And I said, you get up in the morning and you got a brand new day. And instead of any hope or any joy or anything, you go to thinking about, oh man, look how bad yesterday was. I know it could even be worse today. And you just see the negative side of everything. And they said, that's exactly the way I am. And I said, the problem is your focus, the way you think. It's not your emotions. If I thought that way, I could be depressed. You know, most people, Charlie mentioned this during their singing, but you just think we praise God and we're positive because we don't ever have any problems. If I was to tell you some of my problems, some of the things going on in my life, I could make most of you feel sorry for me. That's not an exaggeration. I got plenty of problems. Charlie and Jill have lots of problems. Lots of people have problems. People who are depressed have chosen to focus on depressing things. And if you think on depressing things, you will be depressed. It's not your chemicals. But this pill will solve it. No, what I do believe that there is a chemical imbalance with people who are chronically depressed. But the chemical imbalance is the byproduct of wrong thinking. It is not what causes the problem. It's a byproduct of it. And you can treat the symptoms and numb yourself and dope yourself up so that you're numb and don't feel anything and get some degree of help. But the root of the problem is the way you think. And I've got multiple scriptures to stand on for that. Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. And He didn't say, except for those of you with a chemical imbalance, except for those of you who have been diagnosed manic, depressive, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just got an email last week from a person who's manic, depressive, has been on medication for years and years and years, and they heard me teaching. I've got a series out there entitled, How to Be Happy Even Though You're a Christian. And I've got a series out there, and they listen to that, and they listen to another series entitled Harnessing Your Emotions, and they listen to that, and they were totally set free of being manic, depressive. They're off all medication and stuff like that. So anyway, my point is, see, we have been taught that this is just normal to go through bouts of ups and downs. And then religion comes along and reinforces it and says that, you know, you have these mountaintop experiences, but God will put you into the valley and make you sad because it's in the valley where the fruit grows and that's where everything grows. And religion has come along and has, in a sense, validated these mountaintop and valley experiences and taught us that God is putting the pain in your life and it's God working some redemptive purpose. And so anyway, people have just been taught that this is the way that it is and I have to be this way. But the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms chapter 34, verse 1. In Philippians chapter 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It says in John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. That's a command. And He was giving that to His disciples the night before He was going to be crucified. They were about to see Him betrayed, beaten, and crucified, and dead. And He says, don't let your heart be troubled. Most people today, psychology has had such an impact on us that we would say they were in denial. And yet Jesus told them not to let their heart be troubled. I actually met a girl one time who came to one of my meetings in Lima, Ohio. And this girl had been raped by her grandfather every day of her life from the time she was like 5 or 6 until she was 14. And when she was 14, she got born again. And when she got born again, she just got set free. And she told her parents what had happened. And the parents got so mad at the father that they kicked him out of the house, wouldn't let him have anything to do with the family. And then they started trying to comfort their daughter. And she says, oh, I'm okay. Jesus has forgiven me and I'm cleansed and I'm a new person. And she was just fine. And they took her to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist said, you're in denial because she wasn't moaning and griping and complaining and having all of these problems. And they wound up when she was 15 or 16 kicking her out of the house because she wouldn't admit that she was hurt and deal with it. And she was like 24, 25 when I was ministering along these lines. And she came up and just hugged me and thanked me. And she says, you are one of the very few Christians I've met that believes Jesus could just set you free from something. And you don't have to deal with it in a carnal, natural, humanistic way of getting over it. She says, I was free and I didn't have any bitterness or unforgiveness. And I'm not limping through life because of it. And she says, most Christians criticize me because I should have these problems. We have been taught that you just have to accept this stuff. And that's the reason that Satan has this freedom to come into our life and do this, because we expect depression. We expect hurt. We expect pain. Now, I'm not denying that it exists. I have a lot of discouragement and things that come against me, but I also know how to build myself up and encourage myself in the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, David had been running from Saul for up to 13 years. Everything in his life since he had been anointed to be king was bad, and it was going from bad to worse. And finally, he came back and found out that his town had been burnt, that all of the wives and the children had been taken captive. And the people began to moan and cry. And David cried until he had no more strength to cry. I've done that. I've been there to where I just didn't have, I grieved as much as I could grieve and there was nothing left to do. But then it says that the people spake of stoning David. He wasn't the one that caused all this problem. And yet they spoke of stoning David. This would have been a great opportunity to just give up and quit and say, what does it take? I've been faithful all of these years. And he could have griped and complained. But the next verse says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He didn't pray and say, oh, God, encourage me. He encouraged himself. He took the promises of God. He encouraged himself. And we need to encourage ourselves. And yet the average Christian, if you begin to be discouraged, you go to the Lord like, oh, God, please encourage me. Please do something to get me jump-started. Please put me on the right track. And we don't take responsibility. God has already placed love, joy, and peace on the inside of you. And it's up to you to encourage yourself. How do you encourage yourself? You go to the Word of God. That's what David did. He called for the ephod, which was equivalent to the Word of God in those days. And he began to encourage himself. We go back to the Word of God. We remind ourselves of the promises that God has given us. And we look at what God has done. And we look at what He's doing instead of what the world is doing. And it encourages you. You need to encourage yourself. I got off on all of this by saying that we're just too passive. We've accepted discouragement, that it's just part of it, that it's poverty. And, you know, after all, I'm only human, and what can I do? And we're just so pitiful. You need to find out who you are in Christ, and then you need to get this attitude that, bless God, I am not going to let the devil run over me. I am not going to let the devil steal from me. Amen. I just am appalled, and I'm not saying this to criticize any individual. I'm just criticizing this attitude. But I'm appalled at the people that come to me and talk about their sickness and disease. And in a sense, it's like they bear no responsibility. It's like, well, I can't help anything. Look what the devil has done to me. The devil can't do those things to you without your consent and cooperation. He is absolutely powerless. You can resist sickness and overcome it. You can walk totally free from sickness. You do not ever have to be sick. You don't ever have to be upset. You don't ever have to be lonely and poor.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on lessons from Deuteronomy 2:24. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM246 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I would like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, we're reaching a lot of people through these radio programs, and the gospel is changing people's lives, but it costs money. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for our partners. I know many of you have been blessed by this teaching, and yet you've received, but you've never become a partner. I'd like to ask you to pray about it. I believe that the Lord is going to impress many of you about joining with us financially so that we can continue and even expand this radio ministry and the television ministry and all of the other things that we do. So please pray about becoming a partner with us, and then respond by calling in and letting us know that you're going to stand with us on a monthly basis.